There's a lot of shooting going on there, and there's a significant amount of bombing as well. That's Mafia 3. It's a very popular PlayStation game, but one of the themes within the game is the stealing of cars in Belfast for IRA activity and IRA bombing. And a significant number of people are objecting to that theme being included in. It is an adult game, by the way. It's not for kids. It's an over 18 game, but people are offended, and among them, Jim Rogers. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, I suppose we see it in the movies. Why should we not see it on the PlayStation and Xbox games?
Well, Frank, a number of people in the last few days have drawn my attention to this game. And I can understand where you're coming from, talking about it being on PlayStation and an Xbox game and so forth. But nevertheless, there's been too many of these things, far too many of them happening and making money out of our troubles. And as we all know, we've had almost 40 years of continuous violence in Northern Ireland. We're now trying to move forward, live together, accept each other. And I don't think it does any good for people to be looking at this about stealing of cars in Belfast for bombings and shootings and everything else. And I've actually asked the people involved to seriously consider pulling this all together. Now, I know they're in business to make money, but there's been far, far too many people who have got rich out of the troubles in Northern Ireland. And I think this is the last thing that we want to hear about, or whether we're watching it or whatever. And except it's, you know, mainly for adults, but regardless, I think it's just in bad taste and it's such a serious issue.
But are you really serious about people making money on the backs of the troubles here? If HBO were to announce that their follow-up project to Game of Thrones was going to be a series about the troubles in Northern Ireland, and they were going to throw worldwide money at it, and we were going to have people coming here as tourists on the back of the story that they would tell that's based in Northern Ireland, would you be objecting to it?
No, I wouldn't, but I think this PlayStation Xbox game is entirely different from what you would expect from the likes of Game of Thrones. And we'll have to be very careful here. I have absolutely no problems people making films or whatever in regards to our troubles, but you have to be very careful, you have to be very sensitive, because there's still an awful lot of people who are in the depths of despair because they have lost loved ones.
Of course, but it's still the same principle, Jim. It's the same principle. If a movie maker makes a film, or if a PlayStation game developer makes a PlayStation game, it's for entertainment and it is to make money.
Yes, but I think you have to draw the line somewhere whenever you talk about entertainment and to make money. And there's been quite a lot of organisations who have got rich in the back of the troubles in our country, and the people who have contacted me, there's been five different people from all walks of life who have different religions and beliefs, and it was them who drew my attention to it, along with the Irish News, who asked me to comment about it yesterday. And I still stand over, Frank, what I have said, both to you and to the newspaper. I just feel that this is going a little too far.
But would we sanitise games completely then? What about the likes of Hamas and Israel and the Middle East?
No, I'm not saying we should sanitise games completely, but I just think the makers of them need to think these things through very, very carefully and realise that they could be hurting and making quite a large number of people sad. And that's what, in my opinion, is the case in regards to this game.
Is it partly down to the fact that it's almost like a, it's not a cartoon, of course, but the characters aren't acted by real people. They're in some form of digital animation. Does that make it different from real actors?
Well, I think it does. And you're making a very good point. And that's one of the issues that was raised with me yesterday by a lady. And it's a very strong point, and that also does cause difficulties for some. So what I'm simply saying is, Frank, even at this late stage, I would ask these people to withdraw this game.
Of course, the very fact that we're talking about it, it's probably going to increase its sales here locally.
Well, you're probably right, but you can understand where I'm coming from. I can understand the reasons why you're pushing me exceptionally hard, but as one individual, as a politician who thinks very much of people's feelings. I don't like to see people been hurt in any shape or form. This is something which I think has annoyed a great deal of people and will cause concern even more so after people have heard your programme this morning.
Okay, Councillor Jim Rogers, thank you very much indeed. Your opinions, of course, very welcome. 21 minutes past 10. Good morning to you. I'm sorry if I haven't got to your text, your emails yet, but I'll do my best to get through as many as I can.